Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It is Friday. It is September 1st. We are flowing and dancing into the fall. And it is time once again for Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. And I'm going to step back to Monday. Monday, I sent out an email to my list. If you want to get on that list, just hop on over to rickclemons.com and click on the confidence program, and that'll get you on the list. But I sent out an email every Monday called Motivation Monday. And this week's Motivation Monday was about, well, I'm just going to say it. It's instead of offloading pain, feel it. And I got some really interesting responses back from some of my people who read those each week. And some said, well, explain why. And I thought, well, because if we try to continue to offload these emotions and we step away from them, then sometimes we never deal with them. And ironically, as I was reading through some of those emails, I was listening to a podcast. And the person who was doing the podcast made this statement. Dance with the one that brought you. Now, this was nothing to do with what I had said in my email about offloading pain and just feeling it, but I thought, actually, the two of those things go together. When you dance with the one that brought you, you're right there with them. You're right there with that person on the dance floor that took you to the club, that brought you to the prom, that took you out to that place to have some fun. And may also have brought you to the place to see yourself in a whole new way that you may have never been able to see yourself before. And as I continue to think about that statement, dance with the one that brought you, I thought, how often do we try to not dance with the one that brought us to our feelings, to our emotions, to the happiness, to the sadness, to the joy, to the excitement, to the fear? Because every time we try not to dance with our emotions and be in there with them, we're running. And so what I want to invite you to do this weekend, it's a long weekend here in the United States. We've got a 4-day weekend, or at least a 3-day weekend for a lot of people. 4-day weekend for my husband because he doesn't work on Fridays, so that's why I said 4-day weekend. But I want to invite you to dance with the emotions who brought you. Be right in there with them. Open yourself up to feeling scared and excited or unsure or sad or angry or happy. Dance with those emotions every chance you get. Especially as you step forward to make your bold move. Especially as you come out of whatever that closet is that you're trying to come out of. In fact, if you need a little inspiration, country singer Shania Twain actually has a song entitled Dance with the One That Brought You. And I'm going to be putting it up on the show page, but I love some of the lyrics. In fact, one of the lyrics is, you got to dance with the one that brought you, stay with the one that wants you, the one who's going to love you when all of the others go home. Don't let that green grass fool you, and don't let the moon get to you, because dance with the one that brought you, and you can't go wrong. And the reason I wanted to read that to you is because the emotions that brought you to this is not the grass that's greener on the other side. The emotions that brought you to these feelings is the way you're going to let the moon shine brightly on who you're to become. Because every emotion you feel when you're coming out of the closet, making a change, making those bold moves, all of that stuff is the dance partner that's bringing you to the next big breakthrough in your life. So as you head into your weekend, go. Just go and dance with the one who brought you. I'm Rick Clemons, bold move mentor, coming out coach, and the guy who really, really, really wants you to just dance. And in fact, stay tuned because we're going to be dancing next week on our typical Wednesday interview broadcast. Take care, everyone, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.